All right. We're on the right side, Gabe.
Coach, what's it say about Eric McCoy as a guy who got on campus 14 months ago, is a freshman, that he's also already become
a freshman?
Redshirt freshman.
Oh, my gosh. Could you have waited until Sunday to tell me that?
Huh? What's it say about his maturity? He's already on
the leadership council. Playing center is not easy, right?
Right.
I mean, it may be the second, some would say the first mentally hardest job on the football field. Because the hard thing about being center is you got to make a lot of decisions with your head between your knees. And so for where Eric has come from the start and to this point now, it's going to be fun to watch him play at that position in this first game. It's going to be, I have no apprehension at all about him being ready to play the game. And I'm excited to watch him play. I'm excited to see how he does now in live, you know, against real guys. And not that he doesn't block real guys every day, but, you know, in a game setting.
Right up front on the right side, Sam?
You asked all – no, you get no more questions.
One quick one. Hey, kind of playing off the center thing, how much responsibility – in your offense, does the center have versus quarterback when it comes to things like protections and handling those things up front?
It's kind of like this. The center handles the box. So everybody in the box is his responsibility. Everybody outside the box is the quarterback responsibility. So he's got just as much responsibility and probably has to make more pre-snap decisions, okay, where a quarterback makes a lot of post-snap decisions.
Right side on the aisle, Olin.
Coach, I know you're on the other side of the ball up there, but excuse me. UCLA had trouble stopping the run last year. How much of a difference can Eddie Vanderdoes make? And then how do you feel about that matchup with them and when you're going to get with a center and a guards that are playing their first college game?
Yeah, first of all, UCLA, they gave up some yards, but you got to understand UCLA last year, we lost three of our top starters, probably three of our marquee players off defense. And so there was a lot of youth that had to play last year. Obviously, Eddie, in my estimation, Eddie Vanderdoes is he's a top nine. I mean, he's the guy that we got to really keep an eye on. And it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Eddie's also the guy who scored like six touchdowns for me over the last 3 or 4 years, the Panda. So that's a good challenge for him. And I believe that they've obviously, any time in the offseason, you work on your weaknesses and expound on your strengths. And so I think it's going to be a real physical game. That was one of the things when we went into UCLA was to be physical. And I think there's no doubt that's been accomplished there.
On the right side, second row, Ben.
Now, Coach, when you were recruiting Rosen at UCLA, what did you see out of him as a high school player, and why did you think he'd be a good fit in your system?
First of all, I didn't recruit him. He recruited us because he could have gone wherever he wanted, and so we were lucky to get him. He's an exceptional talent. He's a very, very, very intelligent guy. He's got great pocket presence. He's probably one of the great natural throwers out there. He's got all the throws in his toolbox. He's a good quarterback. He's going to be I don't know what to say. He's a true freshman, goes out and throws for almost 3,800 yards and 23 touchdowns and goes like 285 attempts without an interception.
Far left side, second row, Cease.
Coach, you've had multiple stops in both these leagues. So what do you feel is the difference between SEC teams and Pac-12 teams?
I don't know. Obviously the Pac-12 is known for its maybe a little more spread and throwing the ball around and those type of things. But let me tell you what, there's some great football coaches in football in the Pac-12 just as there is in the SEC. So I don't see a whole lot of difference on that side of it. Everybody's well coached. Everybody has good schemes. Everybody's got solid schemes. Everybody is prepared for games you're playing. Probably the biggest difference I would say would probably be the week in and week out of the size of the defensive and offensive lines. You look at Stanford and you look at Oregon and those those guys got some cats up there too. So I think they're very comparable leagues.
Go back to the right side, Ben, second row.
Just kind of as a follow-up to that one question, having watched Josh grow as a freshman and seeing what he could do, is it going to be tough for you to see him kind of play against you on the other side of the field?
No, it'd be kind of fun to watch. I'm glad, you know. I mean, I'm happy for all those kids. I mean, most of that team were guys that came in when I got there 4 years ago, so a lot of those guys kind of I grew up with. And, yeah, you know, it's a little both sides, right? I mean, I'm going to kick the dog out of them, but I still want them, you know, to have successful careers also. So it's kind of fun.
Standing in the back, Daryl.
Coach, have you found yourself maybe having to look back a little bit or figure out a way to disguise what you do since they know so much about you and how you ran things there for the last couple of years?
First of all, the coach paranoia sets in, right? So every word we say, we know they know. So they're going to know every play. And so you go through that little part of time, you know, because you're saying, I got to change all this stuff. And because we open up with UCLA and they've heard this stuff for 4 years. You know, obviously those kids, most of those kids were freshmen when I showed up that were playing against and sophomores. Those guys, every spring ball in 2 days, they've gone against this offense. Am I changing a lot? No, because, I mean, I think we're at the end of the day, you know, plays are plays and schemes are schemes. At the end of the day, kids got to make plays. You know, the old saying, familiarity breeds great defense. There's a little bit of truth to that, but I don't really worry about it that much. I think it's going to be a good football game. I think they, you know, on the flip side, I've also gone against their defense for the last 4 years, you know, what they thought. So I don't think is it an advantage, disadvantage. Heck, I don't know.
Stay in the back, Colin.
So, Coach, Trevor's making his first start in 2 years. You're getting to coach your first game at A&M against your old team. I was curious, who do you think is more excited between the two of you guys for this game coming up?
I don't know, probably him. I mean, Trevor has been awesome, and Trevor, I'm kind of excited for Trevor for this game. He's been everything you would want him to be, and we've asked him to be since he showed up on campus. And I think that, you know, I think the biggest thing right now is if he just realizes he just needs to take a couple deep breaths and go out and be Trevor, we're going to be just fine.
We're right here on the right, Ben.
Hey, Coach. What was the biggest thing you had to adjust to coming from UCLA to A&M?
The biggest thing I had to adjust from UCLA to A&M? Okay, it's a little bit further to the beach from here than to my house. I was like a block and a half off the water, all right? The humidity is a little different without the ocean breeze. I've known this staff. It's been great to get to know these guys. I've known a few of them on the staff before. I got a chance to bring a couple guys with me. So immediately I felt good chemistry with the staff, which I think is important in our offensive coaches. I think it's important that everybody's on the same page. You know, how can I ask my players to be on the same page if we're not on the same page, you know, as a staff? You know, you're coming into the SEC, but we just left a good, I just left a pretty good conference and played, and I've been in this league before, so it's been kind of fun. It's been an adventure, so to speak.
We'll wrap it up.
And
right.
By the way, I've done this before, because remember, I went from ASU to UCLA, so I got to do that again, coach against kids I've been before, and it was, I mean, those kids are still very good friends of mine, and the same way here. It's going to be fun to see everybody.
We'll wrap it up right here in front with Brent.
As you pointed out, a little bit of a difference between LA and College Station. Now, A&M is still relatively new to the SEC. How does this setting, this atmosphere, environment fit into the SEC as an SEC town here in College Station?
I don't know. It seems, I mean, it's been what? Last time I was in the SEC was, I believe, 2003 for a year. Actually, it wasn't even a year. It was pretty quick. They ran me out of town pretty quick. But back, I guess, Auburn 2000 or whatever. First of all, this place is unbelievable. Now, I have yet to experience Kyle Field on game day. So maybe next week you can you should ask me this question, okay? Yeah, I mean it's pretty big time football. I mean I think Texas A&M led the SEC in attendance last year, so obviously it's got that going. You know, it's SEC caliber there. Obviously the players you can recruit, you're sitting in a hotbed of high school football, so you're getting to recruit those type of kids, and you're playing, you know, top teams week in and week out in this conference. So yeah, you know, this is a pretty good conference right after the AFC West.